Over the last 3 months, newspapers in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq have been printing documents seized from the abandoned offices of Saddam Hussein's former intelligence agencies. Those files hold evidence that dozens of prominent members of Kurdish society were being paid to spy for Baghdad after the semi-autonomous region broke away from Saddam's control in 1991. Since the scandal erupted, several alleged Kurdish collaborators have resigned from public office. Others have fled, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Over the past 12 years, monuments and parks have been built in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq to honor the victims of Saddam Hussein's genocide against the Kurds. Imagine the shock, then, when local newspapers began printing files seized from Iraqi intelligence agencies. They show that prominent members of the Kurdish political parties sold themselves out to become spies for the Kurds' greatest enemy.
I feel unhappy, really unhappy, because those people, they were like symbols of our nations, some of them. So I can't believe that.
At a tea shop in Sulaymaniyya, English teacher Suwan Khader discusses the scandal with other university professors.
They sold themselves for money to the Baath Party, so we want them to be judged by law.
The independent Kurdish newspaper Hawlati was one of the first to publish the files. In one edition, it printed reports on a pair of Kurdish university professors who, as late as last February, were still sending Baghdad daily updates on U.S. military movements in northern Iraq. Shwan Mohammed, an editor for Hawlati newspaper, says this is just the tip of the iceberg. Hawlati has also published reports about informants from the PUK and the KDP, the two Kurdish factions that have ruled northern Iraq since 1991.
That thing that we publish is nothing, according to the things that are available. I have seen a lot of documents that we cannot afford to publish it. It's too scary.
Since the scandal erupted, the smaller of the two ruling Kurdish factions, the PUK, has announced investigations into 12 of its high-ranking members, who appear to have been recruited by Saddam's intelligence services. The other main faction, the KDP, has denied that there were any collaborators within its leadership, but the Iraqi intelligence files tell a different story. One document offers evidence of a KDP member working for Iraqi intelligence who assassinated a Christian opposition leader in 1993. Shmail Benjamin of the Assyrian Democratic Party says the suspected murderer is still free and living in KDP-controlled territory.
Well, if you're not punishing them, and it's very clear that he is a criminal, so this means you are protecting him. You are living a criminal on the street, you know.
But the files say Iraqi intelligence also recruited members of Benjamin's Christian community. He's not surprised Saddam's agents infiltrated the north, even though it was a no-fly zone protected by U.S. and British warplanes.
They were not surprised, because even we were a no-fly zone, but it was an open area, you know. Saddam can get there by many ways, you know, using money, using power.
In response, Kurdish officials warn that Iraqi security services could have easily planted fake files to discredit their Kurdish enemies. One PUK official on the informer list defended his actions, saying he informed only after Iraqi agents threatened his family. The man, who preferred not to be named, said some Kurdish leaders are now using Saddam's intelligence dossiers to destroy the careers of their political rivals in the north. Ivan Watson, NPR News.